Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Increase our faith, the apostles asked Jesus. Increase our faith. Did you ever pray that? Lord, make me more faithful, increase my faith. Help me trust you, help me trust your word more. That's a big prayer. And sometimes I think people mean it, and sometimes they might be surprised what they're getting themselves into. There's a story about a young man that goes to a real estate boss and says, I want to be a realtor. And he asks him, the head asks him, why do you want to be in real estate? He said, my wish is to be like my father, who always dreamed in real estate that he would be a millionaire. And the leader asked him, she said, well, that's amazing. Your dad made $1 million in real estate. The young man replied, no, but he always dreamed that. Dreams are wonderful. Inspirations are wonderful. The hard part is to do it. To do it. I mean, you see the inspiration in the Gospels. We want to be more like you, Lord. We want to have your faith. We want to increase our faith. But what's that mean? It's nice to have a spiritual high, but what does that mean? I mean, you read, we're going through this year, the Gospel of Luke. But Luke is not just the Gospel of Luke. It's a two-volume work that he did. It's Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. It's what the early church, what these people inspired by God and Jesus Christ, who met the living Christ, who know the Spirit and Pentecost, what they did afterwards. It's kind of light, not like Nike, just do it. In fact, Jesus once said, blessed are you who hear my word and do it. It's almost, to paraphrase Luther, it's kind of like saying, hey, in Jesus Christ you are loved by God. You're justified by grace. You have eternal life. Now act like it. Act like these freed people. You're God's prince and princess in the love of God. Then act like it. Act like it. I think that's what he would say to us today. Increase our faith. Jesus, as always, looked deep into the question. And he knew what they were really asking. I mean, it wasn't the amount of faith. He said, listen, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry bush, which is a bush with deep roots and everything else, boop, you plant it, be up over here, bingo, and it would obey you. Jesus is saying to do great things, miraculous things, only takes a smidgen of faith, a mustard seed of faith, and then to act on it. And your little faith, and your little faith, and your little action, and your little faith, and your prayer, and you getting out there, and you making a difference, it's a big difference all of a sudden. The apostles did not understand faith, rather than understanding that faith is the gift which connects them to God of action, to participate in God, the participation mystique in the Holy Spirit, to participate in God and grow in his holiness and to know his holiness as total gift, but to grow in it, to be inspired, energized, to, like Nike, just do it, to do it. Martin Luther tells us, and this is Luther, his definition of faith is great. Faith is a divine work in us which changes us and makes us born anew, born again of God. Oh, it is a divine, busy, active, mighty thing. This faith, it is impossible for it not to be doing good works incessantly. Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a believer would stake his or her life on it 1,000,000 times. This knowledge and confidence in God's grace makes us glad, joyful, happy, energized in dealing with God. And hold on to this happiness in dealing with God and with all creation, with you and you and you and you and you and that deer out there and that little robin out there, all of creation. This is the work which the Holy Spirit performs in faith. Increase our faith, you're going to have joy, you're going to have energy, you're going to do something before it's asked. Like, you know, with Joan, I do the dishes. I mean, that's faith. I mean, it makes her happy and glad. You know, you just do it before you're asked because it's the joy of doing it. This is what we're asking for. Did you ever hear of the great Charles Blondin? The great Charles Blondin. He was famous in the 1800s. High wire walker with his name. He'd hold people on his back and go across the high water. Abraham Lincoln was a fan of his. Abraham Lincoln once said that our union needs to be like Blondin. We have to have that balance or else we're going to fall into the abyss of civil war. Blondin was kind of the Taylor Swift of the 1850s. Everybody knew him. He was a highlight. Everybody loved Blondin. And one time, Charles Blondin had people stretch a rope, a high wire rope, across Niagara Falls. And he had a wheelbarrow. And he said, "Do you think I can cross this with a wheelbarrow?" People said, "Yeah, you are the great Blondin. You can do anything. Do you really believe?" "Yeah, we believe. Do you think I can really do it?" "We have confidence in you. We have faith in you. You're wonderful." He said, "You really think so?" "Yeah." He said, "Well, get in the wheelbarrow." Get in the wheelbarrow. Well, you're loved by God. You're God's child. God loved, died, and rose for you. Well, are you willing to get into God's wheelbarrow? Let Jesus Christ take you across the abyss of sin, death, and the devil, which he has already defeated. That's what we believe. Well, then act like it. Act like it. You know, Jesus said, the gift of faith, which leads to good works, because the gift of faith gives you confidence. Confidence, from the two Latin words, con fides, with faith. You trust. You can say, "Oh, you can't beat City Hall. Oh, this is too much. Oh, woe is me." You're a Christian. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. We have won. The good guys win. So act like it. Be God's light in the world. That's what he's asking today, to grow in that faith for the joy of living in Christ. And you don't need accolades. You know, I'm from the old school. I like the old Steelers. Swan would get a touchdown, toss the ball to the official. Stallworth would get a touchdown, toss the ball to the official. Franco would get a touchdown. They didn't go out there and go, "Boop, boop, boop, look at me. Boop, 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 boop." They just did their duty. They just did what they're supposed to do. That's why sometimes I don't like watching football. So, what are these guys? I mean, it's not like I preach a sermon, so I get a Bible and I spike it and say, "Look at me, I just preached the sermon. Yay, team." No. What Jesus is saying today, you do your job because it's the right thing to do. It's the Christian thing to do. And then for the pure joy, you go in and the guy says, "Hey, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done." Jesus is the center of our lives, not our egos, because our egos, E-G-O, eats God out. Christ's love and energy and goodness, as we heard in our second lesson today, open our minds and hearts and let that Spirit come into you. So what does it look like to get in Jesus' wheelbarrow? Well, Jesus tells us in Matthew's gospel. It's very clear. He says, this is what the Father will say to you as you follow the way of Jesus and the way of his love and his challenge. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, from the very beginning. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger in a strange land, almost like an immigrant. I was a stranger. And what did you do? Did you call ICE? Did you report me because I have a Mexican accent? No. You did what? You welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick. You didn't try to take away my benefits. Health for everybody is a civil right. I was sick, and you did what? You took care of me. I was a prisoner, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly, I tell you, just as you did to one of the least of these, my brothers or sisters, you did it to me. That's what it's like to get in Jesus' wheelbarrow. Do you want to increase your faith? Do you really want this? It's your decision. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.